So we're learning Perek Shnei Seire, which deals with the halachas of the Sar Echel Hashem and the Sar Echel Azazel. So I just wanted to go back to some raid that was left on the table from earlier in the Masechta that's very yesoidi as it relates to understanding the Sar Echad Lashem and the Sar Echad LaAzazel. So the Gemara, Masechta Yuma, Daf Mem Aleph Amar Aleph, brought a memra from Rav Chisda. So today's Daf started with a memra from Rav Chisda. The Gemara over there discussed another memra from Rav Chisda in great detail. And that is, Ein Hakinim Mispar Shois, Elo Oyba Lekichas Bailim, Oyba Siyas Koyim. There are times that a person has to bring a carbon, and the carbon is not an animal, but rather it's a bird. Whenever a person brings a bird as an animal, he brings two birds. He has an option, he could bring toirim, or he could bring b'nei yoina. But it's always two. And the reason it's two is because it's echad l'chatos, ve'echad l'oilo. And Rav Chisda said a very big chiddush. He said that ein akinim mispar shois, elo oyba l'kichas bailim, oyba siyas koyim. If somebody has these two birds and he wants to bring them for his carbon, echad l'chatos ve'echad l'oilo, there's only two times that he can make the determination which one should be the chatos or which one should be the oilo. Oyba l'kichas bailim, when he actually buys it, so you're in the store, you're buying these two birds, you could say, right now, I want this one to be the chatos, this should be the oilo. This should be the oilo, this should be the chatos. Or ba'asiyas ha'koyin, while the koyin is doing the avoida, it's then he can do it. And it's learned out from Psokin. Va'asa oysam ha'koyin echad chatos ve'echad oilo. So we learn from there that the asiya can establish it. And then it says, v'lokcha shnei toyer me'shnei b'nei yoyin echad oilo ve'echad chatos. So we learn from there that l'kichas bailim could determine it. But ein akina misparshes, elo oyba l'kichas bailim, Oy be asiyas koyin. And the Gemara over there, on Daf Mem Aleph Amar Aleph, asked the kasha that we'll just chazer over very, very briefly. And that is, the Gemara brought a braisa. Rabbi Yehuda was the manda amar in the braisa, who had a discussion, what would be if the Kohen Gadol, instead of making a goyrel to determine which sar should be Lashem and which sar should be Lazazel, he decided that he just wants to pick and choose by himself. I want this one to be Lashem, and I want this one to be Lazazel. So the Gemara says, you would think it should work. Not only doesn't make sense at your work, it's a kal v'chaymer. How so? Madach shar kachim, where you can't define the kachim. You can't create the kachim through a gairo. You actually have to say, I want this to be a chat, this should be an oil, this should be a shlam. The halacha is that if you do it that way, it works. So certainly when it comes to the two se'irim, that a gairo works, for sure if you do it in the traditional way, it should work. Meaning madach shar kachim, where you can't use a gairel, you can be makdish it in a conventional way. So certainly when it comes to the shnei se'irim, that you can use the gairel, if you have the chiddush, you can use the gairel, certainly you should be able to do it in another way. Sakhti Gemara stating that, even though in Svara, based on the Yud Gimel Midrash, HaTorah addresses behem, kal v'chaymer, it should work, Talmud Boimer, it says, v'aso chatos, ha'gairel ois chatos, ve'ein Hashem ois chatos. And the Gemara said, this braisa is a kasha on Rav Chisda. How? Straight to Gemara, the Havamin of the Braisa, that if the Kohen Gadol wanted to determine which one should be Lashem and which one should be Lazazel, simply by stating so, he should be able to do it. You need a pasuk to say you can. When was he going to do that? Presumably, at the same time that he made the Gairo. So the Kohen Gadol is standing in that Zara, he's about to make the Gairo, then he says, you know what? I'm not doing a Gairo. This one's Lashem, this one's going to be Lazazel. You would have thought Kal v'chaymer works, Talmud Boimer v'aso chatos, that it doesn't work. But presumably, that's when you were going to do it. Faith to Gemara. That moment of time. It's not the Shas Lekicha. You didn't just buy the two goats. Bought the goats before Yontif. And it's also not the Shas Asiya. He's not doing any real Avoida right now. So if Rav Chisda is right, then in Akina Misparashois, Elo Oyba Lekichas Bailam Oyba Asiyas Koyen, then Lechura, what was the Havamina? That the Kohen Gadol should be able to be Mefarish. Which one of the two Se'irim is Lashem and which one is Lazazel? At that time that he's standing in the Azara, meaning in lieu of the Goyra, let me instead do it by myself, it anyways can't work. Because Ein Akinim is Parshois. Elo Oyba L'Kinchas Bailim, Oyba Asiyas Koyim. And all the Rishonim asked that I poshut don't know how to read this Gemara. Rav Chisda never said a halacha regarding the two goats on Yom Kippur. He was talking about the two turtle doves. He was talking about the Shnei Tayyim and the Shnei Bnei Yayna. Echad l'chatos v'echad l'oilo. So Rav Chisda said, Ein akinim misparshos. Elo oyba l'kichas bailam, oyba asiyas kayin. He never said anything about the Shnei Seirim. So Makshim or Rishonim, what's Pashup Shad in this Gemara? And besides, Rav Chisda came from a Pasik. V'lokcha Shnei Torim or Shnei Bnei Yoyna, Echad Chatas V'Echad Oilo. V'Osa Oysim HaKoyim, Echad Chatas V'Echad Oilo. This is a special halacha when it comes to Kinim. There's no halacha anywhere in Shas. When it comes to a carbon that you want to be makrib as a Chatas. Someone was Mechal Shabbos B'Shoigig, he goes to the Shuk, he buys a Chatas Shmeina. This is a halacha that says that I have to make it into a Chatas either b'shas l'kicha, or I hand it over to the kohen, he does it b'shas. You can do whatever you want. You have your free will to do it as you choose to do it. This is gzeiras hakasev when it comes to kinin, when it comes to two tayrim or two b'nei yoyna, echa l'chatas v'echa l'oyna, then ena kinin is parashas. So what's pashup shan in the Gemara? What was the tzustel to the shnei se'irim? So somebody showed me, I can't remember his name. I wish I can give him credit. But he showed me a beautiful, beautiful piece from Rabbi Yashiv in his Ha'aris, on Masechtas Yuma, on this Gemara, Daf Mem Aleph Amin Aleph. But it requires a little bit of an introduction, a classic introduction. And that is, the Gemara says, Masechtas Chulin, Daf Chof Aleph Amin Aleph. The Gemara over there is talking about the Oila Sa'oif. And the Gemara brings a pasuk that says, Ves Hasheni Yasa Oila Kemishpat. The Gemara says, what does it mean, kemishpat? Kemishpat chatas behema. That's a simplified version of an intricate Gemara in Chulin Daf Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph. But that's basically what the Gemara says. V'sasheni yasa oilo, kemishpat chatas behema. Zok the Gemara, what does that mean? I'm skipping a little bit. Ma chatas behema enoi ba, elemen achulin. Just like chatas behema can only be brought from Chulin. Ubiyoyim. Chatas behema has to be brought during the day. Can't bring chatas behema by night. Ubiyade hayamonis. And the kohen has to be using his right hand when he shechts the chatas behema. Af oilas oif. So too the oilas oif. Ene ba elam en achulin. It has to be brought from chulin. Ubiyoyim. It has to be brought during the day. Ubiyade hayamonis. And he has to use his right hand. The Gemara then has a whole discussion on this brisa. I'm skipping now to daf chav beis haman aleph. Zok the Gemara. Amaman. We said that from this halacha of the oilas oif has to be brought just like the Chatas Behemo, we learn a few halachas. One of the halachas was, Chatas Behemo has to be brought during the day. The Oilas Naif also has to be brought during the day. Frank the Gemara, Bayoim, mi Bayoim Tzavasei Nafka. All karbanas have to be brought during the day. It's a pasuk in the Torah, Bayoim Tzavasei Es B'nei Yisrael LaHakrib Es Karbanayim. And we learn from there that all avoidas of all karbanas had to be done during the day. This is Kachem 101 or 101 or 101. You can only do avoida during the day. So if all karbanas have to be brought during the day, I need a shtickle Torah, a hekish, that the oil is oif is kemish b'tchatas behem, and it has to be during the day. To tell me it has to be brought menachulin, that's a chiddush. Yodei hayamanis, I would have thought I could use the linkahan, b'seid. But yoim, that's Bayoim Tzavasei Es B'nei Yisrael, Akiv is Karbanayim. Everybody knows that. And the Gemara says, Kadi Nasva. You're right. It's a good kasha. And Enochinami really doesn't belong in this Braisa. But the Tana, the Braisa, just threw in a bunch of different halachas without being so precise. But you can take out the word Bayon. Because I would know that the Oilas Oif needs to be brought during the day, even without this hekish, because it's Poshit. It's Poshit that's the way it is. There's a tshuva from the Rajba. In Tshuvas HaRashba, this is a Chelek Aleph, it's in Simen Reish Ayin Vav. It seems that the Shoyl in this Tshuvas HaRashba had a different Girsa in the Gemara. He sent his version of a Girsa in the Gemara. He had a different Girsa in the Gemara. And based on his Girsa in the Gemara, he wrote a Shaila to the Rashba. His Gemara read on Daf Chav Beis Amar Aleph in Masechtas Chulin, where the Gemara says that what was the... Why do I need a pasuk? I need a hekesh to tell me that the oil sa'if has to be brought during the day because it's kemishpat chatas behema. It's pashat. All karbanas have to be brought during the day. So what did our Gemara say? Kadin aspa and chanami. It doesn't really belong there. This was the girsa that the shoyl and the tshuvas HaRashba had. He wrote sulkadai tchamina. I would have thought hani mili chatas sa'if. Maybe this is only tshuva chatas. If our oil sa'if im aloi, but I would have thought maybe an oil sa'if is different. Kamash malon that it's the same. And the shoyl wrote to the Rajba, casually, my umma de chata sa'if, me oila sa'if. I don't understand. And he tried saying the shtickle Torah to answer it. And the Rajba wrote back to him, quote, tshuva, gama noichi lo yodati. I don't know. That there's a svara that the chata sa'if should have to be brought during the day, but the oila sa'if not. And he says, v'ima kushya kushya, divreim lo yala rucha. If the kasha is a kasha, your teretz is definitely not the teretz. But he says, besides, the Rajba says, that's the bad news. Meaning, I don't know the answer to your question, but there's good news. Hakushya Eina the Girsa Mishubeshes Nazdam Lecha. He says, this Ksav, yeah, I think in the old days, manuscripts, I mean, this is the times of the Rajva. He says, you have a mistaken manuscript. Vanan Hochi Garcina, and I'm going to tell you the right Girsa in the Gemara. Mi Biyoim Tzavoy Seinafka, that's the Kasha. And Kadinaz, but that's the best teretz in the world. Kadinaz, but you're right, Enochanami. It doesn't really belong there. Nothing to get excited about. Enochanami. But the bottom line is, the Shoyal, I told the Rashba, he found a manuscript that actually answered this question. Again, we have a brisa that says that from the fact that the Torah says the Eilos Seif should be brought k'mishpat chatas behemo, that's why the Eilos Seif has to be brought during the day. Freak the Gemara, it's partially you have to bring it during the day. All avoiders have to be done during the day. Why would an Eilos Seif be different? And the Rashba's Shoyal had a gear to that said, no, because you would have thought chatas Oif has to be brought during the day. But Efsha Oilas Oif not, and he said, I don't understand the Chilik, and the Rajba said, I don't even understand the Chilik. He said, but don't worry about it, it's the wrong Gersa, because the Gersa is like we have it in our Vilna Shas, where the Gemara says, Kadi Nas, but Staka there by mistake. Ramey Simcha in Or Samech, and this is very tucked away. It's in Hilchas Meiser Sheni, Perik Zayin, Halacha Gimel, in the brackets. So Ramey Simcha brings this Tshuva Zarajba. And Ramey Simcha says that I'm going to tell you what I think Pshat in that Girsa Mishubeshes is. He says, who brought birds as a carbon? Somebody that wasn't in a financial position to be able to bring a behem. So the halacha is that certain averis that a person does, he's chayef to bring a carbon. Now, there are times where the Torah said, this is Midday Raisa, that if you can't afford to bring an animal, which is what a carbon was, we're going to be lenient. If you want, you could bring a bird. But not just one bird, two birds. Echel echates v'echel loyv. Not just that. If the person couldn't even afford, that was too difficult for him to bring birds, he can even bring a carbon mincha. A carbon that's known as dalei dalas. But the point is, who brought birds? Someone that had to bring a chatas. He wasn't in a position now to bring the chatas. So instead of bringing a chatas, he brings the birds. Frank to Evan Ezra in his Pirush Allah Torah, it's in Perikei, Pasuk Zayin, in Parashas Vayikra. He says, I understand. If this person was able to bring a behemah, he would have brought a behemah. A behemah has a carbon chatas. Now he can't bring a behemah. So instead you bring a bird. But not one bird, you bring two birds. He says, that's fine. I have no problem with two birds. But echad l'chatas v'echad l'oy, why are you bringing an oyla? You're not mechuyiv can bring an oyla. All your mechuyiv can do is to bring a chatas. So why would you bring a chatas and an oyla? If you were an usher and you were able to bring a behemah, you would only bring a chatas. Now you're an ani, so now you have to bring a chatas and an oyla? Why are you bringing an oyla? So Ebn Ezra says, tu terutzen. But this is the second teretz. Va'akarav elai. Sheha echad kineged ha'imurim. Va'asheni chatas kemishpat. A chatas ha'oif is unique in kachim, in that it's the only carbon that had no chelag of it that went on the Mizbeach. The chatas ha'oif was the diametric opposite of the oyla. The oyla, all the basa went on the Mizbeach. The chatas ha'oif, none of the basa went on the Mizbeach. Chatas behema partly went on the Mizbeach, partly went to the Kayanim. But the chatas ha'oif was eaten completely by the Kayanim. Said that in Ezra, you know why the Torah said you have to bring an oyla ha'oif? Because you can't bring a carbon if there's no chelag that's going to go l'gavaya. There has to be a portion that goes to the Abish. You can't just eat by yourself. You have to share with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The chatas ha'if doesn't have a chelik that goes like vaya. So therefore the Torah said, don't just bring a chatas, bring an oila. Echad l'chatas, the echad l'oila. The chatas will be the chelik that's nechal, and the oila. But says, again, the Lashon of the Evan Ezra, sheha echad kineged ha'imurim, that oila sa'if is kineged. So said Ramea Simcha, dava nifla. This is what he said. She says, it comes out that the oila sa'if, what's the whole purpose of the oila sa'if? This person doesn't have to bring an oila, he needs a chatas. Why is he bringing an oila sa'if? Because he needs a murim. There's one avoida that was kosher balayla. You know what that avoida was? It was the avoida say murim. So said Rameh Simcha, that was pshat in the Girsa. There was a havamin in the Gemara. Avadi can't bring a chatasai balayla. There was no havamin you should be able to bring a chatasai. But an oila sa'if is different because it, the whole mitzius of the oila sa'if is a murim. So could I, the chamin, if you could bring a murim at night, so you would have thought that maybe I could bring the oila sa'if. That was the chiddish. Kemish but chatas behema. That it's treated like the chatas behema, and therefore the halachas has to be during the day. So Rameh Simcha says this in his Or Sameach on the Rambam in Hilchas Maaseh Sheni Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel. In the middle he writes like this, V'samachti, I was very happy, Mo'oid, Shehinchani Hashem B'derecha Emes, that the Eibishter was mezakemi to go B'derecha Emes. But there's the rest of the story, and that is Rav Baruch Epstein, the Makar Baruch, the Baal Tamima, who was the son of the Aruch HaShulchan, hashtag Ilfa, and he was killed by the Nazis, unbeknownst. Hashem Yimkum Damai. So he wrote a sefer called Mekar Baruch, which is an autobiography on his life. It was partially translated into English. My uncle the Netziv, but the Mekar Baruch wrote the Rabbi Baruch Epstein wrote a sefer Mekar Baruch, and in the Hakdama to the sefer, he tells a story that he once went to visit Rav Meir Simcha in Dvinsk. He was Mekuriv. His uncle was the Netziv. His father was the Aruch Hashulchan. He poshed everything. He had seen it all. But he said he had a shaychet Rav Meir Simcha. He once went to visit Rav Meir Simcha, and he walked into Rav Meir Simcha, and he was mamish begalufin. He was mamish besimcha, and he asked him, "L'simcha mazu oisa?" He says, "Why are you so happy?" And he told him, "I'm going to tell you pshat." He says, "Because I was just harving on a gemara mesechta schul and dafcha falif dafcha beis a shver girsa." And the Rajban Achuva asks, the shoyl was trying to understand the girsa, and the Rajb said he has no pshat in it. Gama noichi lo yadati, the Rajb said. He said, "Gama noichi lo yadati," and because of that, he said the girsa must be a girsa mishubeshes, and the girsa is the way we have it. And his Ramei Simcha said, "I thought of a pshat, and I mamish felt in my bones this was an emes pshat." He said, "Then I fell asleep. And after I fell asleep, I had a dream." It says, "In my dream, I saw that there was a big tumul in Shamayim, and people were being makatrig on the dar, that they said, there's nobody in this dar that knows how to say an emes avart." It says, there's a yiridus adoris in Torah, and it's very hard for people to really be mechavim to Torah's emes. And then all of a sudden, the Rajba walked into the room. And the Rajba says, an ishtemes, a dayid, and a kleine shtetl in Dvinsk. His name is Rameir Simcha, and he just said an emes avart. He just said a pshat in something that I wrote in my tshuva, gama noichi lo yodati. So he said, "I just had this cholam." Zolch nishnayim besimcha. This is what he told Rabbi Baruch Epstein. This is the maisa. But this is what the Velt says, Rameir Simcha was alluding to when he said, "V'samachti ma'oid shenchani Hashem b'derech ha'emes." I was so besimcha that the Eibishter led me b'derech ha'emes. V'samachti ma'oid. It's mefurish in the Ar Sameach. What the Baal Torah Tamimah reported, v'samachti ma'od Ramei Yisim. There's a lot of major lumdis in Ramei Yisim. Every Meshachachah is v'samachti ma'od. We get v'samcha ma'od. But here Ramei Yisim said v'samachti ma'od. That's the rest of it. So what does that have to do with what we're saying? Said Rabbi Yashiv, he brings this whole arichus. Rabbi Yashiv, here in the Aris, it's mamish barichus. So he says, yesh loim, and that's p'shana Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said, in akina misparshas, elo oiba l'kichas bailim, oiba asiyas kreis. So what's the p'shat? What's the svara? He says, the reason is because these two chata, these two oifois, they're not two independent karbonas, echel chatas v'echel oilo, but they have a connection to each other. It's the basar and the emurim. It's the same carbon. So Rabbi Yashiv said, it's mistaber that that's why Rav Chizda held, that there have to be laws that govern how you makdish this animal. Ordinarily, you can be makdish whenever you want to, however you want to. The problem is, if I'm going to be makdish l'chatas oif today, and then the oil is oif tomorrow, that's like being makdish a half animal today and a half animal tomorrow. It doesn't work. It's one animal. And because it's one animal, it's one carbon. You have to be makdish it as one. So there were times that the Torah was koveya, that tzizamen, right now, oy balikichas bailim, oy basiyas koyin. There is a cost of that, those are the two times. But the concept of there being a connection between the two, and I can't even be makdish one without the other, that's rooted in the understanding, the essence of the relationship between the Chata Soif and the Oil Soif. They're not just two carbonists that you have to bring, but they're two animals that literally complement each other. It's between the two that I have the equivalent of one. So Rabbi Yashiv said, Yesh Loimar, that the Gemara here in Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph understood that the relationship between the Sar Lashem and the Sar Lazazel is the same. Because Yesh Loimah, the Sar Lazazel, is also a carbon. Now, we spoke out to Evan Ezra earlier in the Masechta that says it was a gift that was given to the Samech Mem, to Sar Shalesav, and it was anything but a carbon. But the truth is, Rabbi Yashiv says that if he makes a cheshbon based on a Tosfos, that Rabbi Yehuda Shita anyway, and the Sugya in Mem Aleph in Masechta Yom is going, Alibid Rabbi Yehuda is, that it really was a carbon. So if we accept the premise that the Sar Mishalech was a carbon, which is the Pashtus, if we assume it's a carbon, it's an interesting carbon. It's a carbon that's missing some of the critical factors of a carbon. There's no shchita, there's no kabbalah, there's no halacha, there's no zrika. So we just saw tchiyasa, letzuk, zui, shchitaza. But there's certainly no kabbalah, there's no halacha, there's no zrika, there's no aktara. It's missing a lot. So he says it's pashit, that the sar mishtaleach came together with the sar lashem. Because together, they complemented each other. And that's why you find they had to be the same. And all these similarities that you have between the Sar Lashem and the Sar Lazazel is rooted in the idea that these aren't just two random, completely independent akravas, but these two akravas are connected to each other. Like what? Like what? What's the precedent for that? Like the two oifas. Like the Echel Lechatas ve'Echel Oilo. Kind of the Gemara. If when it comes to the two oifas, this halach of enakinim is parshas ella oibal akichas bailam oibasiyas koyin. And what's the aside of it? Because these are not two independent karbanas. This is not like the mitzayre that brings an asham and a chatas. These are two karbanos that together are one. It's shtayim sheinachas. And if that's the case, in the halachas of how you makdish it, they have to be one and the same. So hell the Gemara, that there's one other place in the entire Torah where we can apply Rav Chisda's halacha of enakinim is parshas. And that's the two seirim. And that's why the Gemara shtel the two to the two seirim. You're right, it's not a two shtel to any other combination of karbanos that are going to be brought. Because each animal is going to be brought individually. But the two seirim, with the sword lazazel needs the Sar Lashem. It's just like the Echad L'chatas and the Echad L'oif need each other. That's what brings and begets the halacha of Enakina Misparshas Yesh Loimar. That's Pshat in this very, very, very difficult Gemara over here, Mesachtas Yuma Daf Mem Aleph Amar Aleph. So the Pshat that Rameir Simcha said to explain a very hard Gemara in Chulin Daf Chabez is the Pshat in this difficult Gemara in Masechtas Yuma, Daf Mem Aleph Amar Aleph, just to end. So Rav Ezra asked the Kasha, and that is that I don't understand why the Ani, the person that's not in a position to bring an animal, so he brings a Chatas and an Oila. If you're bringing an animal, you're not bringing an Oila. So why does he have to bring an Oila? So we mentioned the second Pshat of the Rav Ezra. But Rav Ezra says the first Pshat. He says, Ki tam echol Oila, bavur shaloi tagia yodoi, Ulay Allah al ruchay machsheves. The carbon oil, Chazal say, was mechaper the people that had machshavos to do an avera. So if someone had a machshava to do an avera, he brought a carbon oil. If someone actually did an avera, he brought a carbon chatas, assuming you meet the criteria. If someone only had a machshava to do an avera, he brought a carbon oil. The pasuk says ha oil al ruchachem. If someone had a ruach, a geist to do an avera, so Allah says he has to bring a carbon oil. The Klei Yakar says in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, that's why an oila is almost always a zachar, and a chatas is almost always in a keva. Oila is always a zachar, and a chatas is almost always in a keva. He says the reason is because who brings a carbon oila? Someone that had a machshava to do an avera. If someone had a machshava to do an avera and he doesn't do the avera, that's gvura. Being that he's a gibar, his carbon is the carbon of gvura, which is a carbon zachar. A chatas is someone that actually did the avera. So he was tashash koichai kinekeva. And being that he was tashash koichai kinekeva, that's why he brings the carbon of an akeva. Just a good way to remember which is zachar, which is an akeva, for the next time you learn tamura. But regardless, where all these sugis are. But that's talacha, that the oila was mechaper for someone that had a machshava, for someone that had her urei avera. So says Devin Ezra, this person right now has to bring a carbon. And he's told that instead of bringing the carbon of that behemoth, if you want, you could bring the Shnei Torim or the Shnei Bnei Yoina. He says it's mistaber, or it's very possible anyways, that ulai, Allah al ruchay machshavas, that at that moment, he might have had a machshava of, like, why am I in a position that I can only bring the Shnei Torim or the Shnei Bnei Yoina? Why am I not in a position to bring the carbon behemoth? And if he had that machshava, he now needs kapara for that machshava. And the kapara is that he has to bring a carbon oil, and that's why he brings the carbon oil. Because right now, when he's sitting down with Bezdin figuring out what kind of carbon he can bring, he might have some machshava and some hergish of, you know, he wishes that he was in a position to bring the behemoth. And that machshava is a machshava that he shouldn't have had. And as a result, he needs a kapara. So I saw the Chidah brings this teretz from the Eben Ezra. And he asks an obvious question. It's in the Sefer Chumas Anoch. And he asks the obvious question. He says that if that's the case, then L'chaira, he should, the person that's Bedali Dallas, the person that brought the carbon mincha should also have to bring a carbon oila. He doesn't bring a carbon oila. He just brings his one carbon. So he says, I understand. The Ani who brings the Torim, so he brings Echel Chatas Vechel Oila. But the person that's Bedali Dallas, he doesn't. How come he doesn't have to? Says the Chidah Dover Nifla. He says, the person that can bring the Shnei Torim and Shnei Bnei Yoina, that has a machshava, why can't I bring the carbon of the Asher? He needs a tikkun, he needs a kapara. He shouldn't have had the machshava. He said, but the person that's Bedali Dallas, he's in a position where his anius is having such an impact on his life that even if he has a machshava of why is it that I'm like that? The Eibishter understands that it's coming from a place where he's suffering, it's coming from a place of pain, et daf nishavanach. He doesn't need a kapara, and he doesn't have to bring the echel la'ila. He says, the person that's me'inyana, but someone that's bedali dalos, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he judges a person, he takes the person's matzav into account. And it's true, the emes says, such a machshava is not a machshava a person should have. Like katchila, a person should be be'amuna, be'betachin, and should understand whatever he has is what's meant for him to have, and as a result, he should never have such machshavas. And if a person does, he needs a tikkun. Doesn't mean a chata, doesn't mean, you know, but he needs a carbon oil. He has to bring something. But someone that's suffering, someone that's in pain, someone that's mamish dealing with a situation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol says that lefi koishi onyoy lo yachshev Hashem lo yovin al dvarim shebeliboy. It's understood that a person's going to have azal chamachshavas, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu beroiv chasodov looks the other way and he says, you know what, this person, even though what he did technically begets this carbon oil, but he's not going to have to bring a carbon oil.